Let's bring in the author of Rights and Freedoms in Peril, Judicial Watch President and friend of the show, Tom Fenton. Great to have you with us. I'm going to share this. This is Todd Blanche, actually, with a post on X, again, talking about this idea that, you know what, it's good to have these meetings. He said, today I met with Ghislaine Maxwell, and I will continue my interview of her tomorrow. The Department of Justice will share additional information about what we learned at the appropriate time. What, if anything, should we draw from that?
Well, maybe she gave them more information. I'm a little skeptical that she has much more information. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, her position is she did nothing wrong. Is she going to say she saw something wrong happen? Others were involved in criminal attacks on young women. If so, why didn't she do anything about it, and how did she enable it? So there may be less there than meets the eye. The other big question is why wasn't she interviewed before?
Yeah.
And why did the DOJ and FBI conclude there was nothing else to be done just a few weeks ago without interviewing the one person who they put in jail over the issue?
Yeah, and that's the part that's most perplexing to me. Why make such a proclamation? First of all, no one asked you for that. Second of all, does that mean you've talked to everyone? Did you disclose everything? And if there were people injured, young girls in particular, there has got to be an arrest or several arrests for the Johns who took part. Let me share this. This is a West Point story that I found very interesting. The MacArthur Society, a group for West Point graduates concerned about potential politicization at the military academy, tipped Judicial Watch off to the potential removal of the crest from the Bibles. A spokesperson for West Point telling Fox News Digital that the chapel's Bibles now feature the name of the military academy. What's behind that? They reached out to you folks.
Well, there was this DEI fanaticism up at West Point, and there were a lot of veterans groups and groups concerned about the military academy at West Point,
sure,
the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy. So you had the DEI craziness being pushed on the cadets up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out they didn't want to be associated with the Christian Bible.
Mm.
So, you know, hope it looks like things have changed for the best up in West Point, mm-hmm, under President Trump. But there's got to be accountability,
yeah,
for what happened and the attacks on the traditions of West Point and our rising leadership who were training there.
I'm so glad that people know that you are a trusted resource. They can come to you if they have a storyline, if there's something that's happening. They trust you to get to the bottom of it, and so do we. Tom Fenton, great to see you, my friend.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you so much.